So welcome to Living Beyond Limits. We are a member of Centers for Spiritual Living. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and I am so thrilled to welcome you here to our service today in the park. And if you're joining us online today, welcome to our service in the park. And so I'm going to begin our service today by sharing our mission statement with you. And so if you know it by heart, I invite you to say it along with me. And if you don't, I invite you just to take it in. It says, we are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's exactly what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are showing up as a way to remind ourselves and to move back into the place within us that knows, yes, indeed, that one infinite presence that permeates and imbues everything is always right where we are. That presence is a presence of love and a presence of peace. It is the truth of our own inner authentic power and our own divine essence. Because what happens when we come to recognize that that presence is always where we are, and that that presence resides within us, that it is the essence of our own spirit, that then when we are out in the world and the world is not reflecting, say, love or peace or kindness back to us, we can move into that place within us. We can tap into that within us, which is peace and love and wholeness. And we bring that then into the conversation or into the relationship. And as we do that, we transform those conversations. We transform those interactions. And as we do that, we become a beneficial presence in this world. And because we are connected to everyone and everything, as we awaken to that presence within and we bring that into the world, not only do we affect the people that we have direct interactions with, but we affect the whole because we are all connected and part of that oneness. And so I say thank you to each and every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that divine presence into this world in a way that is healing and in a way that is beneficial, not just to you, but to everyone around you. So thank you for that. And so as we begin our service this morning, I'm going to invite our practitioner, David Conant, to come forward. He's going to come and lead us in an evocation as we evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are. And prior to that, we are going to, you can either listen to or sing the song We Are by Denise Rosier, and let that help you slow down and move within a little bit. And so I invite you to do just that, to slow down, to move within, to move to that place within yourself that is a place of beingness, not of doingness, the place within you that just is.
I invite you to take a moment to become centered and at one with Spirit, the one source, the creative medium that is the source of all life. This is pure Spirit, pure good, pure joy, and pure love. It is always with me. It is also who I am. No matter what I am doing or what my situation, this is the companion of my soul. However, there is something far greater than my situation. And that is this. This one source is the companion of all of our souls. Each one of us is a manifestation of this invisible, perfect, powerful, blessed presence that we call Spirit. Living Beyond Limits is no different. This same Spirit defines Living Beyond Limits. And so today, all we need to do is sit back and let it flow. I bless Reverend Jennifer for what her Spirit brings to us today. I bless Ray. I bless everyone here. I bless all spiritual paths. And I bless this park and the space it has given us today. And so it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
My reading today is from 365 of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. The title is, Today I Am Living in Heaven, Working with Joy, and Sharing My Good. My present world is heaven, for my thought is centered on God. I am already in my good, and I now search for my present world and find it. On every side, the blessings of Almighty God are awaiting my recognition. My blessings crowd upon me with their infinite possibilities of love, joy, and growth. I find them in every moment of this day. I see them in the face of every friend, co-worker, and stranger. God appears to me through my church, my home, and my loved ones. God's presence in me looks out through my eyes and sees His own glory about me. My world is alive with beauty, for love is established on every hand. Nothing but good surrounds me. Nothing but Spirit acts through me. And nothing but constructive words speak from me. My present experience is alive with God, and my future is secure. For only green pastures can be mine, now and forevermore. I dwell in God's perfect and complete creation. Nothing can be taken from it, and nothing can be added to it. All that I will ever need is where I am. All that I have sought is at hand. I gladly accept the good, and I hold my thought in line to see it as it happens to me. I do not waver from my faith in God and my faith in His promises of my present glory. Today, I am living in heaven, working with joy, and sharing my good with each one I meet. I am enfolded in God, expressing God, for all is God. And so it is.
Do you ever notice, actually, how little time you spend actually fully present in the moment that you're in? Absolutely immersed in awareness and fully aware of what is around you, the sights and the smells and the sounds, or fully present in the moment, aware of who it is that is before you. Not just the person that is a distraction or the person that's in your way or the person that is being annoying, but actually to be present to the whole person that is in front of you. The person that has a life and dreams and goals and complex feelings and problems that they're trying to resolve and work through in their own life. Barbara Brown Taylor, in her book, An Altar in the World, says, most of us move so quickly that our surroundings become no more than the blurred scenery we fly past on our way to somewhere else. Can you relate to that? Everything around you just becomes kind of blurred scenery because you're really on your way to get that thing done or to do that thing. We are so busy in our lives and moving so quickly doing what we're doing, rushing off to the next thing, or we're so distracted in our thinking about the next thing that we have to do, or the next six things that we have to do, or we're so worried about what did or did not happen yesterday or in the last hour or in the last week, that we aren't actually mentally and emotionally and spiritually present with what is right before us, with what is in that moment. Eckhart Tolle said, unease, anxiety, tension, stress, worry, all forms of fear are caused by too much future and not enough presence. Guilt, regret, resentment, grievances, sadness, bitterness, and all forms of non-forgiveness are caused by too much past and not enough presence. Not only is not being in the present moment the thing that causes us to experience unease in our lives, but also it is only when we are fully present in the moment that we can actually experience beauty, the beauty that's all around us. If we're not in the moment, we don't notice that beauty. It's only when we're fully present in the moment that we can experience our connection with each other, and that we can experience our connectedness with humanity and with all of life. And so the title of my talk today is The Present in the Present, the gift that is in the present moment. And I'm talking about the fact that it is only when we are fully present that we can actually experience that which is sacred. It is only when we are fully present in the moment that we can experience the sacred that is all around us and that is within us and that is before us and that is within the other people that are in our lives, the other people that are before us. It is only when we are present in the moment without prejudgments, without judgments, and with an open heart. In fact, that is one of the definitions of mindfulness, is to be present in the moment without judgment and with an open heart. And as spiritual beings, because we are spiritual beings, we have a yearning to experience the sacred in our lives. We have a desire within us to love our lives, to love the things that are in our lives, and to love life. And how much do we love it when we feel connected to each other, connected to life, connected to people, connected to humanity. All of those things feel so good, and they feel so satisfying and fulfilling, and they make us feel more alive. Here's the thing. Our attention is the thing that strengthens our connection with whatever it is. Our attention is the thing that strengthens our connectedness. So let me give you an example. Say there's someone in your family that you choose to give your attention to. Say it's a niece of yours that you don't see very often. And as you give that niece of yours your attention, you start to feel more connected to her. You start to feel a greater connection between the two of you. And if you give your garden your attention, you start to feel more appreciation for the plants that you have in your garden. And you start to feel happier about your garden. It feels more satisfying. You also, as you give attention to your garden, you start to feel more connected to nature and more connected to beauty and more connected to the earth and more connected to nature simply because you've given it your attention. When you give your attention to your schoolwork, you feel more connected to your education. When you give your attention to the community outreach that you're doing, you feel more connected to your community. The more present we are and the more attention we give something, the more connected we feel to it. And I realize that sometimes in life it is much easier to give our attention to the things that we love. And I also know it is also much easier to love humanity in general sometimes than it is to love people in particular. Because sometimes people can be annoying. Sometimes, you know, the person in front of you at the traffic light and the light changes and they don't go because they're busy texting. Or the person who is talking on their speakerphone in the doctor's office waiting room while you're sitting there and you have to listen to their entire conversation. Or the person who hugs your bumper. Or the person who is bagging your groceries at the grocery store and drops that can of beans right on top of your carefully selected mushrooms. Or the people in the park making lots of noise on the day that we want to do church in the park. People in particular can be annoying because oftentimes people don't do things the way that we think they should do things. And when we are in that kind of a place where we don't think people are doing things the way we should do them, we get into judgment and we lose reverence for them. And it diminishes our ability to be present to the divinity within them, to that divine presence within them. It makes us less able to be present to the sacredness of how sacred it is to be living this human life together on planet Earth. Because just that in itself is sacred. But when we are present in the moment, and when we are present to the whole person as a whole person, then it's easier to see past whatever the annoying behavior is. In fact, it kind of automatically just moves us past being annoyed like that. Then we are able to see beyond the behavior when we are really present with that person to the whole person. That person with a life and with problems and dreams and distractions. So we went to the concert in the park this week, and that was at DelVal Park, and a bunch of us went, and Colleen Lynn came to the concert, and she came late because she had to work late, and by the time she got there, the concert had already started, and parking was really challenging, and so she got there, and she said she had driven down the street and around the block and saw one spot, but thought she could find something closer, so she drove around another block and didn't find anything closer, and she got to the place where she had to stop at a stop sign, and there were people crossing the crosswalk in front of her that were going to the concert, and she had to stop and wait for them to cross. And in front of her was a mother and a four-year-old little girl and a three-year-old little boy. And as they went past her, the little girl holds up her arm and she goes, "Look at my new bracelet." And Colleen just happened to get a new bracelet that day also. And she said, "I have a new bracelet too." And the little boy had to backtrack over by her window and says, "And look at my truck." And then they continued on. And as Colleen started to go around the corner, she had her window down. She said to the mom, she goes, "Boy, you have friendly children." And the lady just chuckled. You know, she could have been annoyed. She could have just wanted them to hurry up. She could have been cranky about it. And had she been in her head in that judgment, she would have missed that sweet interaction. She would have missed the connection that she felt with them. She would have missed the joy and the delight of that interaction. But it's only when we're really present with who is before us that we get to experience those things. And what does a 16-year-old bagger at the grocery store know about mushrooms? Nothing. You know, he's just on this beginning of self-discovery in his life, and he's trying to figure out how to get the girl that works at this next cash register to notice him, and so maybe he could take her out on a date. And he's filled with raging hormones. What happens if you're present with that, to see that is the person that's standing before you? Joan D. Chittister is a Benedictine nun, theologian, and co-chair of the Global Peace Initiative. She said, "Awareness of the sacred in life is what holds the world together, and lack of awareness of the sacred is what is tearing it apart." I'm going to say that again. Awareness of the sacred in life is what holds our world together, and the lack of awareness of the sacred is what is tearing it apart. And so what if being present were a spiritual practice? What if being, remember that definition of mindful, being present without judgment and with an open heart? What if that were a spiritual practice? Because a spiritual practice is anything that enables you to experience the divine of life, that allows you to experience the truth of the divinity that is all around us. Being open and being in the moment and being aware with another person enables us to experience the sacred within humanity, being present with them. It enables us to experience brotherhood and sisterhood and our sacred connection that we have with each other. And it allows us to experience the divine that is everywhere present. And so I'd like to share a story with you from the book An Altar in the World by Barbara Brown Taylor. Starts out right before the story. She says, "No one has time to lie on the deck watching stars, or to wonder how one's hand came to be, or to see the soul of a stranger walking by. Small wonder we are short on reverence. The practice of paying attention really does take time." She quotes, "Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place whereon you stand is holy ground." She says, "I've never been present to a burning bush, but I did see a garden turn golden once. I must have been 16, earning summer spending money by keeping a neighbor's cats while she was away. The first time I let myself into the house, the fleas leapt on my leg like airborne piranha. Brushing them off, I opened the cat food and cleaned the litter pans. I finally fled the back door with bag of trash in hand that my employer had left for me to carry out to the cans out back. I could hear the fleas inside flinging themselves against the plastic, so that it sounded like light rain were falling inside the bag. I could not wait to be shed of it, which is why I was in a hurry. On my way to the cans, I passed a small garden area off to the left that was not visible from the house. Glancing at it, I got a whole dose of loveliness all at once. The high arch of trees above, the mossy flagstones beneath, the cement bird bath, the cushiony bushes, the white wrought iron chair, all lit by stacked planes of sunlight that turned the whole scene golden. It was like a door to another world. I had to go through it. I knew that if I did, then I too would become golden. But first, I had to ditch the bag. The fleas popped against the plastic as I hurried to the big aluminum garbage cans near the garage. Stuffing the bag into one of them, I turned back toward the garden, fervent to explore what I had only glimpsed in passing. When I got there, the light had changed. All that was left was a little overgrown sitting spot, one that no one had sat in for years. The smell of cat litter drifted from the direction of the garbage cans. The garden was no longer on fire. Quote, "I think it pisses God off if you walk by the color purple in a field somewhere and don't notice it," says Shug Avery, one of the wise women in Alice Walker's book, The Color Purple. I noticed the color gold, but I did not turn aside. I had a bag full of fleas to attend to. While I made that my first priority, the fire moved on in search of someone who would stop what she was doing, take off her shoes, and say, "Here I am." The divine is everywhere and is inviting us to take our shoes off, to recognize that we are indeed standing on holy ground at every single moment of our lives, to recognize that everything is sacred and that everything is filled with the divine. Spirit is inviting us to stop and to recognize that we are one with the all. And so on my street, I get that golden light. I have huge pine trees all the way down the street. And right after sunrise and right before sunset, those pine trees all the way down the street turn bright golden coppery color. And after reading that, I was inspired, and I notice it, and it's beautiful. But after reading that, I was inspired to actually go outside and be present at that time of day with that golden coppery light. And it is awe-inspiring. It is so beautiful. And I absolutely experience the divine being present when I am standing there and witnessing that and recognizing how blessed I am to be living this life, how blessed I am to be witnessing this beauty, and how I recognize that the presence of the divine is present because beauty is present. And where there is beauty, there is the presence of the divine expressing itself. Thich Nhat Hanh said, "The miracle is not to walk on water. The miracle is to walk on the green earth in the present moment, to appreciate the peace and the beauty that are available now." So we are being invited to set up an altar in our consciousness, to set up an altar in our heart. We are being invited to stop long enough to see where we are, to see what is around us, to see who is before us, to be aware of the peace and the beauty, and to be aware of how awesome this place is that we are living. And so I invite you to do that right now, just to pause for a moment and to be present with what is around you. The trees and the grass and the sporting events that are going on. Not as an obstacle, but as something that is miraculous in itself. The beauty of people being in joy together and sharing. To be present to the road and the cars and how they enable us to go places, that we can get in our car and go wherever we want to go. To pause for a moment and be aware of who is before you as whole people. And so I have a question for you. You know how wonderful it is to be in love? What if you had a love affair with the present moment? Imagine that for a second. Close your eyes and just imagine if you had a love affair with the present moment. And imagine yourself moving through your life, doing the things that you do. And what if you were having a love affair with that moment? How would your experience be? What if you had a love affair with your life? What if you had a love affair with life? And so I invite you to open your eyes. And so that is my invitation to you. Is to have a love affair with the moment that you are in. To give it your attention, to pay attention, to notice, to look to the human being that is standing before you and to see through the eyes of your spirit rather than seeing them as an obstacle on your way to get something done or to achieve something or do something. To be present to the sacred that really is present in every single moment of your life, in everyone, and in everything. And as a result of that, you'll be experiencing greater joy and greater connectedness and greater satisfaction in your life and be living a richer life. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of your spirit, of waking up to your own divine nature and waking up to that presence of spirit that fills everyone and everything. Blessings to you on this path. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I take my attention and turn it to the truth that spirit is everywhere presence, that one infinite creative intelligence, that life essence, the love of the divine, creativity and good without bound, intelligence and wisdom and the truth of oneness. For the truth is there is only one. And that one presence, that one power, that one life of the divine is everywhere present. It expresses itself in and through and around and as everything in this universe. And so everywhere we look, we see that divine presence expressing itself in the trees and in the grass, in the sky and in the birds and the butterflies, and in the people that are filling this park, in the machinery that is doing the jobs of things that need to be done, in the creativity of sports and the joy that is being expressed and experienced, and the connection that we have with each other and with each and everything. All of that is none other than the divine expressing itself in this physical world. And so recognize that that divine presence is also expressing itself within us. For it is the fabric that we are made of. It is our own essence. Our very core essence is the energy and the love and the peace and the good of the divine. And so recognize that everywhere we go, in everything we do, we are connected to that which is around us. And so today, we choose to give that which is before us our attention. And as we give it our attention, our connection deepens and grows, and we experience it to a greater degree. As we give our attention to that which is around us, we experience greater joy and a greater aliveness, and it is soul fulfilling. And so it is with a grateful heart that I know this, that I step into this, that we all step into this to a greater degree today. And so with that, I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself within us and all around us, that it fills our lives with overflowing good. And I say, thank you, God. And so it is. And so David Conant's going to come up and lead us in a affirmation that is on that handout that you've been given when you arrived today.
If you would join me as we read this together. I now choose to have a love affair with the present moment, with my life, and with life itself. I am present to the sacred within everyone and within everything, for the divine is everywhere present, and so it is.
Thank you. And so it is now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering today, I invite you to come drop it in our basket. And if you are continuing to support us online, I want to thank you for your ongoing support of Living Beyond Limits. And so I invite you all to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so it is from this place of absolute connection with the divine that I recognize today that we are, as we give and as we receive, that we are simply participating in this divine flow of good. That it is a law of circulation, that we are at both points of giving and receiving, and both of them fill our hearts and make us grateful. Both of them are participating in our own spirituality. And so I bless this offering today with a grateful heart, grateful for Living Beyond Limits, grateful for this philosophy, grateful for this community and the love and the connection that we have with each other, grateful for this thing called life. And so I bless this offering today, and I invite you to join me in sending a blessing out into this world, a blessing of peace and prosperity and abundance and good, a blessing of love and harmony and wisdom to every home, every heart, every person, every place of business. And I say, thank you, God, and so it is. And so actually, I only have one invitation for you today, which is just that we are looking for a permanent home to be indoors somewhere, and I'm hoping that happens by October would be really great. So if you have any connections or, you know, notice anything while you're out doing your life, a place that looks like it might be something we're interested in, kind of the parameters of what we're looking for are on that handout for you, and I just invite you to get a hold of me and let me know, or Chris Braunschweiger. Chris, will you raise your hand, or to let Chris know, and we'd be happy to look into that. So that is it for those invitations. Just know this week that until we see you again, that you are loved, that you are cared for, and a part of this community, and we're just thrilled that you're here. So blessings to you this week. Ray's waving his hand for something. And for those of you who are online, thank you for joining us today. Know, too, that you are loved, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.